Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Eternal and everlasting Father, as we celebrate your name, we consecrate ourselves before your presence as we enter into a covenant agreement with you. As we stand here, Heavenly Father, celebrating your glorious birth and your glorious life, we now, who are your people, stand before your presence, honoring you as we celebrate this day. So now, Father, we pray that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Weston and Reverend Cotton, to you, the Antioch family, those that are watching us by internet, and those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again at a glorious time of the season called Christmas. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that's taken from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter. Chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. I added one. Chapter 2 of Gospel of Luke. Chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. Where we find these words which are recorded. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is the Christ. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic. The joy of God's greatest gift. The joy of God's greatest gift. We could say a lot of things about this time of season. We could accolade all the echoes and all the salutations and all the things that are associated with this Christmas season. And as believers, we should all be joyful and have an expectation of what God is doing within our life and for each and every one of us. When I think about this season that we are embracing upon, when we think about all of the gifts, all of us love to get one. But at Christmas, everybody gets a gift. Mom, dad, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, cousin, Uncle Louie. All of the people get a gift. No other time in the calendar year do we give as many gifts as we do around Christmas. Why is that? We don't get it at Easter during resurrection. We certainly don't get it around the first of the year. We don't even get it at birthdays. But at Christmas, every person gets a gift. That's why we're broke. But the Lord is blessing us because the Lord is a giving God. In the book of Isaiah, in that 9th chapter, and in that 6th verse, it speaks of the coming or the birth of Christ, or Jesus, or the Messiah. And in Micah, the 5th chapter, in that 2nd verse, he also foretold the coming of the Messiah from Bethlehem. In Isaiah it says, and it states, for unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Those are adjectives. Those are descriptive. Those speaks of the titles of the Messiah King. And everybody ought to have a title in life because we are identified by who we are and how we relate to one another. Everybody should have a title in life regarding your relationship and your kinship with our Lord, our God, and our King. Everybody should have a title because some titles have not been relegated to everybody because some men choose to be called king when they are not. Amen. There are always good kings and bad kings, good men and bad men, and God knows all of them.
Amen.
What title do you wear today as we celebrate the birth of Christ? What title do all of us share in our unique walk and our unique relationship with our Lord, our God, and our King? What titles do we wear? And are we at this particular time joyful in our walk and in the season of giving? My brothers and sisters, when we think about all of these accolades that were attached to Christ, they signify not only the miraculous nature of Jesus' birth, being conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, but also a profound impact Jesus' coming would have on man or humanity. Jesus is the one that impacted my life and your life. Jesus is the one who brought us, delivered us, restored us, reconciled us, redeemed us, but most of all, he's the one that saved us.
Yes.
And that's enough to say thank you. My brothers and sisters, the first thing we see in this glorious accolades or adjectives concerning Christ is a proclamation. And a proclamation is nothing more than an official address that began to identify who we are, or lifting us up in reverence or in the authority that one may have. So there's a proclamation. When the angel Gabriel said to Mary, "Thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And then he said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." Out of all of the women in the world, Brother Shepherd, he chose Mary. The lineage was established, and how Christ would come into this world, how Christ would be born, and how Christ would inhabit the praises of his people. For he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave power to become the sons of God, even to those that believed in him. He is the one and the reason for the season. And the angel told Mary, he said, "Fear not. God has found favor with you. Fear not. Be not afraid." The angel spoke parenthetically to Mary. Isn't it amazing that whenever angels are around, the angels would always say, "Fear not, don't lose your cool. I'm here to tell you something that God has for you." Can I share something with you? Maybe I've shared it before. Not long ago, my mother was in the hospital, and she was in a dire state. Her oxygen level was at an 8. She was in ICU, and all of the doctors and nurses were working on her, and me and my sister were worried. And there was this one nurse that said, "Don't worry, I got this." He said, "When they get through doing what they're doing," he said, "I know what to do." And they worked on mom, and then they said, "We're going to get her out, and we're going to put her into a room." And then this one nurse said, "Yeah, I told my story." He said, "I got in and in her insulin, she put something in there," and he said, "She'll be all right, go and wait for her." And I shared, I think I told the church, that when I rushed back to the hospital to see my mom the next day, even that day, mom was up talking. But when I got back the next day, I wanted to thank the nurse for what he had done. And they said, "There is no black nurse that works in ICU." I said, "Well, the black doctor, we don't have a black doctor that work in ICU." And I said, "Well, me and my sister talked to him because he told us to wait and my mother would be all right." And I said, "My mother as well." They said, "We don't know who you talk to, but we don't have anybody like that." Yeah. My brothers and sisters, angels have always been around us and we don't even know them. Sometimes they may come to you and say, "I'm hungry."
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Say this with me.
I will never be the same. I will never be the same. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, I will never walk